My name is Hadia Sawaf, and we've been organizing this event for about a month. We're trying to get Syria free. We want to inform the Canadian people about what's going on in Syria. We want people to know, to be aware, and maybe they can make a difference. We actually got the people to come down to take 1 hour of their day and actually give Syria what it needs. And it needs much more than this, and it deserves much more than this. And we're trying to do our best, really. As whatever we can do here in Canada, we'll do it.
We want freedom!
Today is the Syrian Global Day, so it's happening all over the world. We have 22 cities joining us, and we're trying really hard to inform everyone around the world. We are supporting all Syrians. We want them to be free. We can't really make a difference of what's going on in Syria, but we can make a difference of what's going on in the minds of the people in Canada. And we need them to be informed. We need them to know what's going on. This is an awareness for people to see, to find out. If they want to know more, they can go see everything on the news. We want people to, maybe it can make a difference if our MP finds out that most of their citizens want a difference. If the government finds out, they'll throw sanctions on the government. It will make a difference, in my opinion.
Allah, Syria, Hurriya, Ubas.
My name is Mohammed Al-Shamrani, and I'm here in solidarity with my brothers and the Syrian brothers and sisters, just to show them that we are behind them and we support them. And
I'm here today to stand up for my family and my country, because people in Syria are dying and they are oppressed. They can't express themselves. They can't speak out. So here we have the chance to speak out and say that we want our freedom and we want the killing to stop.
I think this is this gives them a sense of solidarity. They know they are not alone.
My name is Noor Musa, and I'm from Syria. I'm a Canadian resident, and I want freedom in my country. I'm here because my country is under siege by its own government, and we want it to be free. We want the killing and the torturing to stop. And we're standing here today because we want international action. We want Canada, we want Russia, we want China to do something about it, because nobody else is going to do something about it unless an international action is done.
They know we're doing everything we can. We try to be active here in the street and then after in the blogs, on Facebook, and etc. I think they will appreciate it. We wish that we can do more, but I think when they see something like this, they will feel more encouraged to stand up and keep up the fight until victory.
Nobody accepts this killing for innocent people, and also killing the children on the TV when the whole world is watching this. It is really not acceptable.
Moi, je ne peux pas supporter qu'il y a des jeunes enfants qui sont là pour la liberté d'expression, pour la liberté de leur propre pays, qui sont fait torturer et tuer pour ça par un dictateur qui ne sait pas ce qu'il fait.
Parce qu'ils sont fait même couper les organes génitaux.
Et on veut que d'autres personnes viennent nous supporter. On veut montrer l'exemple aux jeunes que c'est leur pays, qu'ils viennent supporter la Syrie pour que tout ça arrête partout.
I'm 16.
We're both.
I'm 15.
I'm 16.
We are here today to say no to the violence. We want freedom. We have been suffering this government, ironic government, for more than 40 years. And now we are here to encourage safe protesting in Syria. And my kids are here today also to show that there are some kids are being killed there.
We are here to support our Syrian people, because our president and his people and his party are killing with no reason, and they are doing something that even nobody can imagine. If we watch how they killed this 13 years old boy, which his name was Hamza Al-Khatib, you will feel the brutal of the Middle Ages, actually. I am from a city called Hama. In 1982, I was in my 6 years in medicine. And it was the first time his father killed around 80,000 people in 2 nights. And in the hospital, we receive people in emergency. And I see the brutal in my eyes. But there was no cameras, nobody. And even the board did not see. Now, when I immigrate here, I immigrate because of this reason, because a lot of my parents, a lot of my relative has been killed in 1982. Now I'm here, I feel it, I because I lived it long time ago, and I understand exactly what he is doing with his people now. He's trying to make everybody doesn't speak, doesn't sing. He is, and his people, only the people are deserve to be leaving.
Bashar assassin!
Bashar assassin!
Russie complice!
Russie complice!
People are scared of the government. They're scared of, even here, even in Canada, people are scared of standing up and saying that they don't want the regime that's going on in Syria. So I'm very proud that people are standing up for their rights.
Syria, harra, harra, Bashar, barra, barra. Syria, harra, harra, Bashar, barra, barra.
The Syrian people have decided to come together as one nation, willing to die for each other. They're giving away so much and risking their lives for their neighbors, for their other cities. They are coming out with complete honesty and purity and spilling their blood on the streets to show their regime that we love each other as a people and we are willing to die for each other. And no, there will not be a civil war. We will not kill each other. It's the Assad regime. The Assad regime is spilling blood carelessly, shamelessly, without any concern for human rights or spiritual values. They have cheapened our lives. And no more in the Arab world. We are committed to make Arab sacred again. We are not terrorists. We are a civilized nation with many colors and with many faces, and we will show the world that we are a compassionate, educated, diverse people throughout the Arab world. No, we will not kill each other anymore. That age is over, and the dawn of democracy and peace is coming upon us.
واحد 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 الشعب السوري واحد 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 الشعب السوري واحد 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 الشعب السوري واحد.
Well, my name is Dostrace, or otherwise 23, like the number.
I'm Moaz Melon.
Sometimes it is necessary. Power comes with respect. Yeah, they both very secondary. What happened in February left the world shaking.
Well, it's specifically for a lot of the quote-unquote Arab revolutions that are happening, starting with Tunisia. That's really more or less when we first started to collaborate on this project. But at the time, a concept hit me, like the EGYPT, the acronym, Everybody Get Your People Together, and then we just co-wrote it together.
We knew it was like such a great thing happening in that region, we had to write a song about it, right? And we also knew that it was going to affect a lot of the Arab world around it, those revolutions happening. So it actually lasts for all the revolutions. It's not only for Egypt, and it's not only for Tunisia, it's for all the revolutions happening all over the Arab world and any country that wants its freedom, wants its justice, pretty much. Right? Yeah, I mean, music has always been a great way for people to aspire change in different parts of life, right? And we actually see it right now happening in Egypt. A lot of independent music is coming out because it's actual conscious music and people actually appreciate it. And it's actually becoming really popular there in Egypt. You can really tell a difference in terms of the content of a music in a society and the condition of a society, right? Arts is a very important thing in any culture, right? So it's very important to do what we can in terms of music and get certain messages out there. Yeah. We're here obviously to entertain some people and get them hyped up about the whole cause and everything. But at the end of the day, we're on the street with the people. It was, you know, we're here basically to promote freedom and justice, and that's not happening in Syria right now.
Yeah, come on, for Syria. Everybody get your people.
وحياة عيونك يا شام ما رح نرجع للصلاة.
لا تراجع ولا
I hope the Canadian radio, Canadian TV mention our revolution. It's not only this manifestation, it's not enough, no. I participate, even if one person plus is mean a lot to our people, but still it's not enough. I think the media has to participate, has to criticize what he's doing, the radio stations, everybody, everybody.
This and more demonstrations and people keep not forgetting about it would send a clear message. If people just stop now, it might not send a message.
My name is Alexandra Mihai, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to support and to write about this event today. Imagine, we are 22 cities in this moment who are covering the. We have this event, the same event, and people has to know exactly what's going on. They have to come here and talk to the people and take the information firsthand, because sometimes, with all my respect for the media, because I'm a journalist, people are tending to believe what the media is saying, but they don't know the truth behind the scene. So there is one situation in front of the TV cameras and one situation what's really going on in that country. It's the same with Libya. You have to understand what's going on for real. Bashar al-Assad is a big dictatorship, and he's doing whatever he thinks with these people, and it's not normal. And I'm gonna write. I'm not afraid.
Harper has shown that he is behind whatever the U.S. is standing for. In terms of the what's happening in the Arab world, we don't expect much from the conservative government. To be honest, Canadian society, I wish they were more engaged, both domestically and outside. Canada, in the recent years, has been taking stands in the U.N. against some U.N. resolutions, standing alone against the whole world, especially in respect to the Arab-Palestinian issue. So I think Canadians should be informed and should be engaged also to push their government in the right direction and to be aware of what's happening. And Canada is known throughout the world to be a country that respects human rights and liberty. The Canadians' Charter of the Bill of Rights is an amazing accomplishment of human progress. So they do have a responsibility to be engaged.
They are saying death or dignity. Yes, it has come down to this. The Syrian people have become willing to die on the street in front of tanks to regain their humanity. Do not make a mistake. This is not a religious revolution. This is not an ideological revolution. This is a human rights revolution. It's a revolution of ethics in the face of brutality. It's a revolution of peace and nonviolence in the face of terror. It's a revolution of law in the face of chaos and arbitrary killings and imprisonments.
Well, yeah, the Syrian revolution, like the revolutions that started in Tunisia and then to Egypt, it's about freedom and human rights. It's not about, it's not a religious revolution. The regime is trying to split the people in order to be able to oppress them. So the regime is bringing up the issue of like Sunni and Alawite and scaring the Christians and saying that if the regime falls, the Christians in Syria will be threatened by Islamist or like by any other like extreme groups or like that. So but this is not about Islam or Christianity. It's about the people have been empowered by the revolutions that happened in Tunisia and Egypt. They were empowered and they went to the street for the same reason, because they've been living for more than 40 years under an oppressive regime. They've been taking power and keeping all the wealth and not like... There's no freedom of speech, there's no freedom of self-determination. So the people are out for freedom and also to have a normal life. And so this is about freedom of expression, it's about social justice, and has nothing to do with any religious or any other reasons. The Syrians are clearly not asking for any foreign intervention. They've been going to the street peacefully. They've been killed and shot at, but they still say that we want to liberate ourselves. We will go to the street every day until we liberate it. Not to interference. Not to indifference, but not to interference also. So that's also clear.
It would also encourage anyone here who is still hesitant or that lacks a bit of information, so they feel hesitant to make a stand. It will push them into the right direction, and hopefully someone who has any kind of influence will also contribute in their part. You see, today we have Amnesty International, amazing people. They are here in support. This will give them more energy, and more. They will feel that they have more obligation now that they heard this big voice here.
Thank you all for coming out. We need to stand with the Syrian people who are risking their lives. Whatever we do here in Canada or any other city is so little compared to the sacrifices these people are giving to freedom and dignity. They are risking their lives. They are risking their very own souls and blood for each other and for freedom.
If anyone in Syria is hearing this right now, we appreciate your courage, and we stand behind you, and victory is coming soon.